Blake, what do you think it would take to actually fix you?
Maybe a pair of Calebs?
Welcome to the Church Gear Podcast, where we pull the tech out of the booth and onto the stage to share the most outlandish stories and hidden wisdom from the tech trenches. And now, here are your hosts.
I'm your co-host, Blake Hodges, a man who has brought in a pair of Calebs to trump Toby's pair of aces. And I'm here with my co-host Toby and his pitiful pair of aces compared to my pair of Calebs, Toby Walters, right here.
Nothing beats a pair of aces, just so you know. And Calebs, you're both, you know, senior Amplio awesome sauce. So how do they tell you apart here at Amplio?
Can it even be done?
It really can't. It
can't be done.
We said on our first episode that we did, we were like, nobody knows that we're not just brothers, or that they think that we are brothers. And I just say, hey, I'm with a C, he's with a K. Don't get it confused.
How do your mothers feel about y'all being called brothers, though? Which one of them is going to claim you?
When my mom saw that clip, she was laughing. She thought it was funny.
I'll tell you, my mom wouldn't even know. She doesn't. It's not even aware.
My mom laughs at all my clips, but I think it's for other reasons than what y'all's moms were laughing at y'all for y'all's clips.
Mm, yeah, it could
She's
be.
She's not as big into podcasts, so. Yeah.
Who is, though?
I think asked me, where do I find how do I listen to this?
That always is a fun question to get. If you're questioning what are you getting today on today's episode, you're here at the after party. Philo Day 1 is over. We're now hanging out with the Calebs at Amplio headquarters. And if you didn't get to come to Philo, here's your bit of conference hanging out with the four of us. We're going to do some segments of do some favorite moments. We're going to do some games. We're going to do some top five questions. And I think we're really just going to throw all that out now that we've laid it out and shoot the crap.
Yeah. And Caleb C., is this a moment we reveal that you actually lost Amplio in a bet that we made last night of the Padres versus Cubs?
I may or may not confirm that that is the case. So it's yours, Toby.
I grew up in San Diego, and I went to the Cubs game last night. They played the Padres. You are a diehard Cubs fan.
I do love the Cubs.
I could care less about the Padres, but I grew up in San Diego, and the Padres won.
Yeah.
I know what happened last night at the baseball game. It'll be fine. Toby was in y'all's stadium, and it willed the Padres to win.
Yeah. Caleb with a K, are you a huge Cubs fan, or is baseball like,
honestly,
you don't
care? Say no.
No.
Really?
Sadly. But what? I'll go to the Cubs anytime someone invites me for like drinks and food and hangs.
Yeah.
If it's on somebody else's dime,
correct.
I'm there.
Here's the thing, though. I saw where you guys were sitting. Okay. Fine. Great seats. Fine seats.
Yes.
The real party is in the bleachers, like the real, real, real party. And it is amazing to sit out there. It's very uncomfortable because you're sitting on like a metal bench the whole time. You got to get a soft pad to sit on there. But when you're
sitting, soft pad called your butt?
I do have a big butt, but I need more padding than that. And so I bring my own like little, comfy seat thing. But sitting out there and you sit on the Cubs side, they throw balls up to you. When I went there with my kids, like they caught like three balls. It was amazing. Also, they do like beer cup snakes, you know what I'm saying? And they get really mad when people start doing it. And they do like, it's 50 feet.
Did you guys see any beer cup snakes
long.
Yesterday?
Guys, this is a Christian podcast. There's no such thing as beer.
Ooh.
How dare you?
And my wife and I went to a Yankees Red Sox game in Yankee Stadium. We sat in the bleachers outside of center field. And the foul language we heard was unlike any place we'd ever existed on Earth.
So we had to get saved again.
Yes.
It's which you'll have to get saved again after listening to this podcast.
Yes. And they said words that I don't know that we can say until the end of the party.
We have to bleep all of them.
Yeah, I'll hold them back for then.
Okay.
Can't wait.
You guys have anything crazy happen at y'all today at Philo? Anything you want to tell us about?
What would be crazy?
I mean, you guys have the Amplio Lounge. How many years in a row now have you had this lounge going?
Roll. Like since the beginning.
I think it's been since the beginning of Philo in general. It's changed like locations a handful of times. But we've been in where it is at like Guest Central like for...
Well, the first year, I don't know if it was the first year, but we used to be over in the garage.
Yeah. The garage was really cool because it was huge over in Lakeside Auditorium. It was massive. And it was like this endless black box to do whatever we wanted. And now we're very... Let's just say limited by the space that we're given.
That's good though. We try to make it less. You have to fill then. You know, it's not quite as much that you.
Yeah, in some ways, the creativity I can squash it a little bit because I go, well, we only have this much room and only this much ceiling height.
So it's very vibey in there, though.
Yeah, it's pretty vibey.
Less to fill is kind of like Blake's brain space, so it's very easy to entertain because there's just less to fill.
And right now it's getting filled with the thought that doesn't that booth that you guys have at Philo Costa about 200K a year? I mean, how do you even have money to fill it?
Well, Todd Elliott's driving his Lamborghini over to the party.
Toby's responsibility now that he won the competition.
That's a good
point. So it's on you, man. I think you are going to have to figure that
Todd?
Out.
Todd?
The check's coming from
the
Toby.
The check's coming.
That's right.
From Toby now? Dang it. Toby owes Todd $200,000.
It's not $200,000.
No.
That would it's be, more. That's like real conference trade show, like Ross NAB or Blackmagic NAB, like massive, massive, massive.
I wonder if we, I mean, I wonder if you could find on the internet, like the most expensive booth at a tech conference, like, you know, someone like Sony might buy it at like NAB or something. Yeah, who knows? Probably.
Sony's is huge.
Yeah.
Sony's is.
That's where you guys are going to do like a Sony size booth for church gear at NAB?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now that I own Amplio as well, I'm going to mortgage Amplio to get the Sony booth at NAB, or as Blake calls it, NAB.
Oh, I hate you dab at NAB.
I hate do you guys that really, so much.
Do y'all really know how much like any kind of a boost cost at NAB, like the top price?
I couldn't even tell
Stop
you.
Saying NAB. It's a lot. I mean, it's like for the big, big, big ones, like they're spending over seven figures. Now that's not just for the booth, but that's like them and their team. But
Blake's like, I'm going to start a conference.
Correct.
And I'm going to make bank.
Now, to be fair, like Philo is the biggest production conference for like church production. Yep. And there were over 1,400 people in the room this time, 900 people watching online. But NAB is like 100,000 people.
It's very large.
Yeah. And like NAM this year was 62,000. I just read. Yeah. Like these conferences are massive.
Yeah. They're very, very big. Put your walking shoes on because my feet hurt at the end of the day.
My feet hurt following Toby around today. My brain hurt listening to Toby introduce Gene Kim. Toby, do you want to fess up the heinous things you said about our boy Gene?
Well, so our buddy Griff McCravey came over and he fired you at the booth, Blake.
Yeah, I call that a griff. He was running a griff, you know?
Yeah. And then I was just chatting with him and he said, I'm hosting a room today. And so I said, can I help you host? And he said, absolutely. How about you introduce Gene Kim? And so I know Gene well enough, but I don't know like gritty details about Gene, but Dennis Choi knows gritty details about Gene. They've been good mm-hmm. friends for a long time. So, Dennis gave me some insider information and Blake, you were cringing a little bit when I introduced Gene, weren't you?
He said this is why I never put Toby with a mic. I can't edit him on. He said some zingers that, would be bleeped out on our podcast.
Yeah. But apparently his full name is Eugene Natalie Kim.
Okay. Okay, so you went ahead and said that.
He left home at age 18 to join the Merchant Marines.
That's a cool little fact.
Is that true?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Is it true, right, Blake?
Shut up. Oh, okay.
I hope it's true.
And his love for mixers originated in the canteen of the Merchant Marines because, you know, he's... mixers,
let's
kitchen.
Skip, let's skip to the racism.
But the racism. Oh,
it really, I was like, we've got to believe this.
So now Dennis Choi did say that it's like Gene Kim always has an Asian mafia with him. So I was like, he's kind of the original Don of the mafia. So yes, I got myself into a little bit of trouble, but it's absolutely Dennis Choi's fault.
He said this to the room, the tension was, I mean, you could have heard a fly fart. And then thankfully, Gene goes, no, that's true. And then everyone just starts laughing.
Yep.
And you're going, oh, phew.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, yeah. Freaking out.
And I said that he ran front of house for Barbara Streisand and Flavor Flav. So a very diverse background.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is any of this true?
So the only true statements I said were at the very end that he adores his Crocs. He is a huge fan of Crocs. Anytime he and Dennis go to a restaurant, like go to dinner together, they go to a place called the Money Pit.
Okay.
That's like one of Gene's favorite places. And my personal assistant, Kobe, calls him Uncle Gene because my assistant, Kobe, her husband tours with Gene all the time.
Okay.
So he'll come like stay at their house, like good friends. They call him Uncle Gene. So that's the only stuff that was actually true, Blake.
Are Gene and Dennis going to be friends with us after they hear this?
Are they going to be friends after?
I know. I feel like it's a little beef between the two of them.
Can't believe.
I'm all about the Crocs though, man. I will say if we come back at the end of this, at the end of the night, I will have my party shoes on, which are my Crocs, which are currently sitting in my office.
I can't believe Crocs have come back. I'm so pissed about this because I wore them all through college.
They never left.
Everyone made fun of me. But then my ninth graders now at church are like, oh, Crocs are in.
I want you to start wearing Crocs around church gear and see what kind of reaction you get.
I think if I bought Crocs, that would instantly take them back out again. And then they would be
they're
over.
They're so comfortable.
I have never owned a pair of Crocs.
Oh my gosh.
I tried them on once at the store and I was shocked at how uncomfortable they were. I thought they would be like standing on a pillow on they like are. A cloud, and it was not.
It's like
not
wearing jeans with no underwear.
It's what's that's what one I'm way to say doing it
right now.
That's one are you for real? My man.
No, but I have a lot of Gold Bond. It's been a lot of walking today.
A lot of Gold Bond.
A lot.
I cannot publish this. All right.
It's going to be great.
Oh, man.
It's totally fine. I have no shame.
Oh, man. Okay. Is there anything else, Toby, you want to fess up from the Gene Kim introduction? Anything else that Dennis Choi gave you that you feel like needs highlighting before?
No,
we
No, all
of that?
The rest of it, I straight up made up myself. I needed to use the restroom. And so, you know, when nothing else is going on and your mind starts to be able to create interesting things, like that's me in the restroom. So I was able to create an entire backstory for Gene Kim that is completely fabricated.
But
while I was in the restroom.
And then tell me what was going on in the restroom. I saw the text you sent to your wife. It was pretty horrific.
Well, that was later. So,
also, why did you see the text? I'm just going to put that out there.
I have to monitor every text Toby sends to any person to keep him from getting canceled.
Caleb's, where do you guys fall on the introvert to extrovert scale?
Solidly ambivert.
What is that?
It's a non-answer.
It's somewhere a real thing. The ambivert, you know, you're equally energized by alone time or interpersonal time, and you know you're perfectly content in any situation.
Wow. I would say similar, but like at the end of the day, I will need to recharge. Like I will totally.
Which is so funny because you often are the person that wants to go later and stay out and go to the next place.
But then the next day I'm like, that was dumb. I shouldn't have done that, and I just want to stay home, and that's totally fine. But I am like that wing seven that I got.
Wait,
we're great.
Wait, you're a 6-wing 7.
6-wing 7.
I'm an 8-wing 7.
Ah, okay.
I'm just a 7 with 2 7 wings.
There's way too many 7 in the room.
That is
a problem. But I did what you just said yesterday. So we, you know, we visited churches the day before Philo. We went to the Cubs game. We went out to a cocktail spot that Blake wanted to check out. And then I'm like, well, we need IHOP now. And we didn't get home till like midnight.
Grandpa Toby kept us up at IHOP. I mean, I was shocked.
I was imagining you were going to say like 3 a.m. And you said,
no,
I was like,
dude,
oh,
Grandpa Toby
that
goes
is
to sleep
like
at
3
9.
In the morning for me. So I am running off straight up stupidity
what's
right now.
What's your normal bedtime?
I want to be in bed watching TV by 8 o'clock at the latest. And then like lights out 9:30.
Is that because The Bachelor comes on at that time? Is that what you're watching?
I hate that's like one of the worst shows ever.
Okay. But when do you wake up?
When do I wake up? Usually around 6.
Okay. So you just need a lot of sleep.
Yeah. 8.5 hours every night.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot.
That's normal.
It is normal. I have a very severe, terrible sleep schedule, which is like 12:30, 12:45. I wake up at 6:15 every day.
All right, what kind of energy level are y'all going to be at Philo tomorrow? So all the people who missed out on Philo, you know, there is a cost, an energy cost. You know, what are you going to be at on Wednesday?
Not Depends great. On how late this night goes and how hard the after party
you will
goes.
Know my energy level based on the next part of this conversation that happens later tonight.
Oh, man.
That's a good thing.
What a dangling Chad that is.
Have you guys ever thought of live streaming this Amplio after party so that the entire community can host their own little like, virtual
watch along party
Amplio after parties?
That sounds like COVID happy hours and everybody's just sitting in their own house silently drinking by themselves.
That's sad. Which is awful. Really what we're going to use this time to do is to encourage people that couldn't make it this year to come next year. And just enjoy an in-person experience, yes. Whether it's at the conference or the after party, and not just imagining what it's like, but actually experiencing.
And Blake, now that I own Amplio, I can guarantee that this is going to be happening every year for the next, how long do you want it to go?
You know what? I'm back in. I'm going to stay employed here and let's let it go until like I die. So
Blake
about another 3 more years.
His resignation letter.
Yes.
A quick, shout out for you guys. You're doing a bit of podcasting now. What are you doing? Where can people find it?
Yep. We just launched last week, the Sunday's Coming podcast. You can find us on wherever you listen to podcasts.
Caleb's mom, where do we find podcasts?
First, we got to figure out what app to download onto her phone.
First, we got to figure out what an app is.
Right. What is an app? We have to get a phone that's not like the Cricket phone with the big buttons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Mom. I know you have like a real phone. It's okay.
Yes, it's great. So anyways, we launched it. It's been a long time in the coming. Or It's been a long time coming.
Sunday's coming, and so they...
Sunday's coming, and Sunday stopped, or didn't stop coming, so we just had to, you know, launch something that talked more about it. So geared, I would say, less towards, like, the gearheads, nerdy tech guys, and more worship creative, executive, leadership type space, because we didn't want to... I mean, I don't know.
I would say...
I didn't want to encroach on other podcasts, aka this one, that has a lot of like tech and stuff talk, but we're also like, man, there's so many other positions in ministry that people like experience burnout, they experience all of the things that we've all experienced in ministry. And so we're just going, hey, let's talk about it and let's do it here. Bring people in person to the Amplio office and have some fun conversations and go from there.
Yeah, it's really something where no matter what seat you sit in on a ministry team, whether you're a volunteer, in a pastoral role, in a production role, in a creative role, whatever, there are practices and rhythms and communication strategies and things that just help you be successful in ministry that kind of span all of those different roles. And so, again, having a very diverse set of guests from a lot of different backgrounds, with a lot of different experiences, from a lot of different ministry types and sizes and all kinds of stuff like that, to just share their wisdom and just hopefully be something encouraging to people that find themselves in roles at, you know, usually churches, but, you know, maybe somewhere else too, where they're having to meet expectations every single week. It's something that can just feel like relentless, and sometimes having an opportunity to reset, to get a different perspective, to evaluate, you know, what are the things that I'm doing today that are setting me up for success down the road? And how can I implement good rhythms, good learnings, good practices that are going to help me be able to be in ministry for the long term?
Yeah.
Blake, I feel like we should rename our podcast Sunday is Over and then see with overworked and exhausted church staff members which one they are more likely to listen to.
I actually really like that and would change that tomorrow if you're down for it. Also, since we bought Amplio, I just heard we now have two we have two podcasts now, yes. So we better teach them how to podcast. I'm also terrified that Caleb said encroach on tech podcasts like ours. Toby, do we have tech at our podcast?
Well, we bring in guests that know something about tech. Yeah. But
I thought you guys were the subject matter experts. Like, you guys are tech geniuses.
When the subject matter is antics and buffoonery.
Yeah, nonsense.
Yes.
I feel like, so we had Caleb Durago record with us. It's coming out in a bit. But he said something like, you and I are the chief nonsense hosts.
I like that. I like that. Still, nobody has trusted us with a mic. And during Toby's audition, if I were today talking about Gene, we'll never be trusted with a mic.
Nope, never.
Ever again.
Now, I will say that Sarah from Philo was just gushing about church gear earlier. So, you know.
She does love you guys.
Yeah.
She's told me.
We love Sarah, too. Yeah. She is scary, but also we love her.
All right. I got a Sarah story. Sarah. I don't believe she loves us because yesterday she comes
she doesn't
up,
love you.
She comes up to me on the first. We're setting up. Like, Philo, a lot of it really happens on Monday when you're getting all your stuff set up. And she comes up to me and asks, hey, do you guys want some food? We had some people cancel. And I go to launch into this explanation that we don't need any food. We've got, you know, something booked, but I don't want to insult her. And she just goes, Blake, I ask you a question. Yes or no. Give me an answer. Nice. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified of Sarah.
Blake, I feel like you would totally respect that as an Enneagram 8, that she's an Enneagram 8 and she's just giving it to you straight.
Yeah. Then she greeted you with a hug today. And I was like, okay, so she loves Toby and I get.
Because she's able to adapt. He's a 7. You're an 8.
That's right.
You know, Toby wants a hug. You want to. Firm and direct answer.
I'm going to tell people I'm a 7 from now on. Then I'm going to get the kitten gloves.
You're going to need to avoid hard conversations.
Did you say the kitten gloves?
Isn't that what we say when people get like, you don't have hard conversations?
It is I've never said that in my entire life.
Isn't it the kitty gloves?
It is neither of those things. But
I think my cat personality.
You can Google it later. Just,
how do you say it then? What's the saying?
The term is kit gloves.
Kit?
That is correct.
I never heard any of these things.
Yeah. Kit and gloves are way better.
I mean,
what does that mean? Kit gloves. I thought it was the kid gloves, like you're treating them
kid
like
gloves.
A
kid, kit, kitten. Either way.
Caleb with a K. Come on.
It
man.
Is kid not gloves. Kitten gloves.
Definitely not.
Gloves.
I think we've convinced everyone not to come to Philo because they're like, wow, listen to this nonsense.
And I also used to think that it was, you know, it was a moo point. Mm. It took a long time for me to realize it was moot. And I was like, what is moot? I thought it was moo. Like, you know, a cow says moo, so it's just pointless.
I don't know what that is either.
Makes sense.
I think this podcast is getting a little pointless. let me direct us back to our outline. So I think that covers the shooting the bleep part of the day. Toby, didn't you say you had a game for us to play?
Oh, I can play a game. So Caleb's, are you guys both firmly in your 30s?
Yes.
Yeah, how old are you guys?
Firmly in my 30s would be a good description.
Yeah. Right.
I'm 31 now, and I'm a little afraid, guys. Like, does it just
How do you feel? Like, what's it like in your 31st year?
So, you know, whenever Toby was giving his introduction to Gene, I was sitting in a position, like, with my knee propped up like normal. I had to limp up the stairs because it hurt so bad. I was like, is this 31? Put me down tonight. Yes. Like,
that is Blake Hodges at 31.
Have you heard about biological age yet? Like these people who eat really healthy, they they're actually younger in age. I'm actually biologically like 55.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Okay, so Caleb's, you guys are both aware that Blake is shockingly unaware of pop culture. Okay. So what I did is I just pulled up classic rock essentials. I'm going to name the song. If you know the artist, just shout it out.
Mm. I don't like this.
So
when you say classic rock, what years?
Talk about Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
The Killers.
Yep. Yellow Card.
Billy Eilish.
Romance. I'm totally down with all
We're
that.
We're talking at the bare minimum pre-2000.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's more
Blake
like.
Blake and I will be equally ignorant of everything that you are about to list.
This is Grandpa Toby's, test. I mean, it's old.
Okay. Here's the thing. After he's done with this, we should quiz him on some artists from the last like 3 years and see how
I like that.
Great. Did they even have music back in your day? Like, do they have musical instruments? Have those been invented yet?
Blake, I'm going to fire you both from Amplio and Church Gear now.
It's double jeopardy.
Okay. So keep your own score. You know, gentlemen, it's honor here.
Just one. This is amazing.
Okay. We'll start with an easy one. Back in Black.
Is that a question? Are you supposed to answer?
Okay,
all the
Caleb
same time?
With a K got it.
What? I didn't know that.
Shout it out.
So it's first
you didn't
to
know
answer?
Back in Black.
Oh, I did. I didn't know it was first to answer.
Yes.
What else would it be?
Just shout it
last
out.
Last to answer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queen.
I'm gonna give one to Blake just because that's the only one.
Wait, are you in this too?
Oh yes, that's three. Yes, welcome to the competition, Caleb. With a C.
Yeah, got it.
Crazy Train.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Caleb, we'll see. I'll give you that. You said it with confidence.
We're tied.
Hotel California.
The Eagles.
Caleb with a K. Sweet Home Alabama.
The Hillbillies.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You don't know country.
Leonard Skinner.
That's not country.
Leonard Skinner.
Yes, Leonard Skinner. Caleb with a C. Great.
I don't know why I didn't think of that fast enough, though.
I know. It's embarrassing.
Sorry, everybody.
Purple Haze.
Jimi Hendrix.
You mean Purple Rain?
Who sings Purple Rain, Blake?
Is it Queen?
No.
Wait. Jimmy hit Bob Marley. Bob Marley.
I don't even know.
Is it not Bob Marley?
That is Prince is Purple Rain, but no, Purple Haze is Jimi Hendrix.
Honestly, I am just shocked that I got that right. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Sweet Child of Mine?
Sweet Child of Mine. Toby, that's what your mom would say every night to put you to bed. She'd say, Sweet Child of Mine.
Why can I not remember
that? I have
no idea.
Blake,
Axl Rose is the lead singer.
Oh, Van Halen.
No.
Oh, I said it was Metallica.
No. Slash is the guitar player.
Ooh. I'm embarrassing myself. Mm.
Wow.
Guys, normally I'm the one to make a fool of myself, so I need y'all to bring it. Oh.
Listening audience, this is not like, this isn't a bit. Guys, it's Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
yeah.
I can just imagine me playing it on Guitar Hero in 1998. Maybe 2004. Sure, I don't know.
Okay, Free Fallin'.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Tom Petty.
Yeah. Why is he so petty?
I'm embarrassed for all of you.
What happened to Tom?
This is barely classic rock in my mind, but an amazing iconic song, Where the Streets Have No Name.
You too.
Caleb with a K. Very nice. Let's see. Here Comes the Sun.
Do-do-do-do-do. That's all I got. I don't know.
That's all I got.
You're so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? The Beatles?
Oh.
Here's
Wow. It's just a bunch of insects.
Blake, I think you can get this one. Born in the USA.
Oh, it's that guy that did the podcast with Obama.
I want to say Miley Cyrus, but that's Party in the USA.
God.
The guy that did the podcast with Obama? Zach Galifianakis?
No. Oh, man. That's between... Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Wait. How does that relate?
I don't know.
That is Bruce Springsteen.
Dang it.
Jump.
Van Halen.
Oh, well done. Warren Davis is saying, thank you, Lord, that somebody knew that reference. Let's see. How about Jeremy?
Jeremy?
That's like a dude's
the wildlife.
Name.
Nope. Well, there might be multiple songs named Jeremy, but specifically referring to Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah. Never would have got that.
And we're going to go.
What's the score? Let's end this mercifully. Well,
I've been crushing
he's,
you guys.
He's winning for
does
sure.
Does anybody have five yet?
He for sure does.
I think the K is Caleb with a K stands for
we're just
killer.
Going on vibes. Who does it feel like is winning?
Yeah, clearly no, his vibes is
I think it's just Caleb with a K
Toby's
wins.
Winning. All right.
Okay, Caleb with a K. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Now you own Church Gear and Amplio.
Oh.
Here's the balance sheet. You got some debts to pay.
Hey.
And is there a game, like I have another one where, you know, Blake has a clear advantage, but I don't know that any of you three have an advantage over each other. So is there anything you can throw back at me of references?
I mean, sure, probably.
But I know, you know, it's on the spot right now.
I mean, no.
Are you going to do songs?
I mean, we could.
Like Vans Warped Tour 2008, 2009. Pretty good era that is on my playlist regularly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just, since it was the three of us.
Can I go to, okay.
Yeah, just some Google.
Let's just, you know, crowdsource some things to give to Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what could be fun? Like Fall Out Boy song or false? Cause like those guys have some really random song titles.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay. So true or false. One of their songs is titled A Disloyal Order of Buffalo.
I'm going to say true because you're reading it off your phone.
I haven't actually false. Searched it yet. What?
You got it wrong. Sorry.
No, it is true.
Oh.
Caleb with the K. Right. Come on.
I'm going through. I'm going to go through 2000s pop punk.
Okay.
Songs.
I like this.
And you're going to name the artist. Just same thing.
Yeah.
But is it just Toby or is it no, the three of us?
Jimmy Eat World. You're going to know this. So it just needs to be these two.
Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, no. I'm going to play.
I get to ask questions. Here we go.
Yellow card.
Skater Boy.
Blink 182.
No.
Oh, wait. Am I playing? I thought I was off.
Yes, you're playing
questions.
Too.
Oh, gosh.
All
Time Low?
No.
Good era. Something Rejects.
All American Rejects? But
yes, that one.
Avril.
That was my favorite.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, I couldn't remember her name, but I kind of want to say that.
That's good. Face Down.
That'll be everyone after this party because they'll be so exhausted.
That's all of our listeners right now. They're trying to make it stop.
They're so good. They're so
face
good.
Down. I don't know.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's a really sad song, actually. I remember that. Like when you're sad in middle school, you got rejected by a girl. Mm-hmm. Never happened to me, but.
Face Down was the first song that I ever played in a band in like sixth grade at a kid's birthday party. I was in like a horrible band and we only knew Face Down.
And that's played we played it over, it.
That's
and,
we played
over
it at birthday
and over and over.
Like, well, that's it, guys. That's my story. That's all.
It's like people with this episode of the podcast, they're just going to put it on repeat.
Yeah.
It's so awful that they're like, you can just watch it again.
I'm so excited to hear what you're next.
Dance Dance.
Fall Out Boy.
Great job. Let's see here. Dirty Little Secret.
All American Rejects.
There you go.
Yes.
Look at you. Look at me go. I'm not so old.
The Anthem.
Jimmy Eat World.
He's ChatGPTing it right now.
No, I have. I've got a game next. I'm ready for you guys. Actually.
Good Charlotte. Ooh. Is that one okay? One more. The Great Escape.
No idea.
Jimmy Eat World.
Oh my!
I'm just gonna keep saying it till it's right.
Boys and Girls. Yo,
so great.
They have a new album,
dude. I'm just gonna say that era of Warped Tour was the greatest. Scene of music. It's like it's the classic rock for my parents' age. That's what we're gonna be listening to. I mean, I literally have chest tattoos of bands that were playing at Warped Tour. It's pretty
skin
great.
Is getting revealed here.
Skin's getting revealed.
Yeah.
Just wait. All right. What you guys do every podcast? Just play fun cultural reference games?
Podcast is
I mean, this is really interesting.
Depends on how bored we are. Okay. There's a top 20 list of songs they play to torture people. Like the U.S. government does to like make people go insane.
Okay. Wow.
So you're going to say
Paula Cole.
True or false if this is on that list.
Ooh, wow. This got real dark.
YMCA by the, I forget their name, the police, not the police.
No, the village people.
Village people, yeah. Is that on the top 20 list of songs to torture people?
I'm going to say yes.
I would say also say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Unless it's further down the list that I haven't read, that is a no.
Yes. Okay.
All right. What about Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Oh, definitely.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's on that list.
Are you serious?
Toby's up 2-0.
Who wrote this?
Keeping in the baby, 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 you know, theme, Justin Bieber song, like baby, 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 no. Is that song in the top 20 of torturing people list?
No.
No.
It is not. Good job. Everybody got that one. Okay. What about the Barney theme song?
Yes. This is made up. Because wouldn't this be a closely guarded government secret
on Al Qaeda's website? Here's our Spotify playlist.
It's an ISIS recruiting tool.
Oh, that's so bad.
All right, the last one. We Are the Champions.
No way. I love that song.
You can't.
I'm going to say yes just because it seems so odd that it would be.
The K in Caleb with a K stands for killer, because that's what they're doing with that song. They're killing people. Yes, that is in the top 20 torturous songs.
This website is fake.
I feel like they just play it at the end when they've tortured the person to death.
Dude, look, this is, you guys.
I feel like I would just play like 8K.
8K?
For like
the frequency? Right,
like just 8K? The frequency. Just like
a continuous
a sine
tone.
Wave.
Yeah.
Continuous tone.
In movies, they're always playing like death metal.
Yes. Yes.
Is that not true, Blake?
Yeah, it's I'm not going
to. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't go down to the song. It goes down to the volume of the song over time.
I think there's probably an equation like that's like.
There has to be.
Volume divided by duration equals deadliness.
Like, yes.
Yeah. And what do we believe the chances are that Blake has been tortured by the U.S. government and this is why he knows this information?
That's a Wednesday for me. Okay. What is one song that you could listen to on repeat that the U.S. government plays it over and over and over again and it does not break you? Do you have a song you think you could listen to? Let's just say
yes.
For 72 hours.
Is it tattooed on your chest, Caleb?
No, not that one. Ocean Avenue. Come on, Beeson. Dude.
Yeah,
come on, man.
I agree. I don't
it's
think
so
it would,
great.
Wouldn't break me. You could play, yeah.
It would not break me.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of songs that wouldn't break me. Maybe that's just, I'm just overconfident, but what do you think, Blake? Do you think that...
Caleb, you say no songs would break
no,
you?
No, I said that I think there's a lot of songs that... there's very few songs... Again... Unless it was at a deadly volume, you know, I don't know. I've never been tortured before, so what do I know? I got no personal experience with it.
Tonight,
tell this podcast.
Until this moment right now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, in between the break from, you know, part one and part two, there will be some torture involved.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
We'll figure that out.
I'm going to say Panama by Van Halen.
That would be the song, if you had to listen to it on repeat, that's what you would choose. Because that's a slightly different question. It's like your desert island song, almost.
That's tricky. I mean, I do have some guilty pleasures that, you know, like I love me some Kelly Clarkson sometimes.
It happens to be Hit Me Baby One More Time. Yeah. Britney Spears.
Me and Britney, yeah. Yeah.
What is the Jimmy Buffett song, like Wasting Away in Margaritaville? Is that Margaritaville? That's the one I could listen to for 72 hours and not perish.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
chop Elton Suey, John. System of a Down.
Yeah.
I'm going to put out Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on from the games to some questions. So next year, if you could have any guest at Philo, living or dead, who would it be and why? Any guest. This is going to be the person like one of the main stage speakers.
Should it have anything to do with like church production and creatives, or can it just be like, and should we just say not Jesus?
Because we all would just say Jesus. Say.
Yeah, we should probably take anyone from the Bible. No, because then we'd all feel pressured.
Jesus. I probably should have though.
And Caleb's going south.
Is hell south? It's kind of like that. I don't know if you guys seen the commercial, like two birds are talking and one bird says, what direction is north? And the other one points up. And they're like, you think north is straight up? So do you believe that hell is south? Like south is straight down, Blake?
And it was like you fall down into, I don't know. Mm. All right.
This isn't a theological podcast. Yeah. So
no.
Sorry. It's not?
Disclaimer, none of this is theologically accurate.
Have any of y'all answered this yet?
No.
Mine would be Bob Goff. He was at the MXU conference.
Yeah.
And I flew home because I was very tired on Thursday. And I got home at like 11 o'clock and I'm on Instagram and I'm like, dang it, I missed Bob Goff. And I was really hoping to hear him. So, and I think, I know when I was on the Philo core team, like we definitely... tried to get Bob. He's just very expensive.
Well, I just heard we bought Bob Goff as well. So
right.
Anything mentioned on this podcast, we now have purchased. Right. So we'll have him at Philo next
year.
What
are the odds that Bob is listening to this podcast and he's going to reach out to be a part of, if nothing else, maybe the podcast?
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't come to Philo.
Toby, do you have someone to bring next year to Philo?
I mean, I would definitely go with Todd Elliott, but it feels like I'm sucking up a little bit. But one of my, you know, all time favorite, just influential people is Jim Collins.
So
you know, me as a business owner, now that I own Amplio, you know, all the business information and advice I could get. But I just love Jim Collins. Yeah, I'll go with that for now.
But you can change later if you want
to. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one, though.
I'm bringing back the king. I'm bringing back Elvis.
Oh, wow.
To speak?
Yes.
Blake, name me one Elvis song.
We've already been over this.
Your mother is going to disown you.
What is do you mean? Is your mother a big Elvis fan?
She's already disowned me.
His parents are like huge Elvis fans, right?
They dragged me to Graceland like when I was a kid.
Really?
My dad hustled his way onto Graceland radio like within 7 minutes of us being there. Like I just walked by him. I was like, where'd my dad go? He's in the booth as they're recording. I was like, oh no, what's happening here? Yeah, they're big Elvis fans.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say Toby Walters just because.
No.
Like,
wouldn't that be what, a keynote session?
What an interesting
40
time.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Toby, here's your pitch. Here's your moment. If you were.
Well, I want to ask you guys, what's my topic? What's my. Yeah. What would you like to hear Toby Walters talk about on the main stage?
I don't know if I'd want to hear anything. But
Raising Blake.
We're second guessing this decision right now.
Raising Blake.
I don't think it's possible. I'm already in the depths of Sheol. Okay. If Churchgear and Amplio teamed up, which apparently we have, what would our new company be? What would the two of us, we have to do something completely different. What would that be?
Something completely different.
Can't be production related.
Yep.
Can we can water and blend it with some, or brand it something like Liquid Death and then charge crazy amounts of money
you
for
think
it?
Someone would pay for canned water, Toby?
I bought so many out there and they're almost all gone. And I was so upset because I was like, who's been drinking my Liquid Death?
You know, you could refill them from the tap.
That's our business, is we take recycled Liquid Death cans and we refill them with tap water.
Or just Costco bottled water that is wildly cheaper, but the exact same product.
It is very cheap.
Yeah. Blake, do you have any business ideas?
Inspiration, yeah. Like, what inspired you to start Churchgear, Toby? Like,
My love of gear and my hatred of spending too much money.
Okay. All right. So it was a personal pain point that
very much so.
So Blake, what's your personal pain point right now?
Toby Walters.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Fires me every 2 seconds. I go, so
how do we make that a business model?
Can you monetize pain? I don't know. I mean,
absolutely.
Just keep
Talk
playing
to ISIS, bro. They've monetized pain.
Oh my gosh.
With that playlist.
All right. So I think this has gone completely off the rails. I'm going to, you know, move us towards wrapping up part one to bring us back to later tonight after we've done some craziness.
We don't have any more questions?
I don't have any more questions. No. Do you have some questions for me?
No.
Look at that.
Yeah. Liquid Death killed me.
It's great.
Okay. Calebs, you got anything else to add before we move to part two later?
Oh, man.
If there's even a part two. I think this might be the last episode of the podcast.
I mean, Toby will be in bed by then, so he might not 100%. Even make an appearance.
He's going to be Zooming from bed, like asleep.
Do you guys often talk on the podcast about Toby's sleep schedule?
It's not,
come up?
Not too uncommon, but you know, it's not a regular conversation.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was like well-known data about your early bedtime.
Yeah. I mean, I could be under the covers like on Zoom, like, hey, guys. I'm here with you.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
This is where the podcast ends.
Okay. You guys should do a Churchgear podcast where everyone is Zooming at bedtime and just see what happens.
It's not bad.
That could be cute.
Your whole staff.
And we'll call that Churchgear After Dark.
There you go.
I like that.
There's your business idea.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right, let's make a multimedia company. There we go. Just be stupid. I thought that was what we were doing.
I mean,
already.
I feel like that has made many, many YouTubers millions of dollars. So,
yes.
Right. I mean, why can't we cash in on that?
Yes. Monetize stupidity. Mm. That's our business
model. See, it just took us a little conversation, but we figured it out.
So
we just talk nonsense and throw it out into the world.
If you could monetize stupidity, I would be the richest man already on Earth. So I don't think that's working.
What if we just set up a fifth mic and we charge people to join our stupidity?
Mm.
Like, I feel like if I was out there listening to this podcast, I'd be like, dude, give me a mic. I can engage in stupidity.
Yeah, because what you're really selling then is your platform.
Like,
you know, you've got a captive audience. Make money on that.
And with that, we're going to move to the captive audience of the Amplio after party that you should be at next year so you can enjoy this kind of antics. And thanks for joining us on the most random podcast we've ever done.
Yeah,
I love it.
Could our editor just like put in some crowd noise here?
Yes. All right, I'm here with the worship sound guys, and they're going to tell me the coolest stuff that happened at Philo today, their favorite moment.
Yeah, Philo has been fantastic so far. This is Johnny from Worship Sound Guy, by the way.
I was about to say, introduce yourself.
Here with Matt.
This is Matt.
That's him.
Worship Sound Guy.
Yeah, so I think my favorite part was we got to hang out with Gene Kim for a bit and watch his... like presentation of like simple vocal mixing techniques that ended up not being simple at all because church sound guys don't know how to be simple. So it immediately went from like, here's a low cut filter to like, what are your favorite F6 settings and how do I use, you know, parallel multiband dynamic compression? And it devolved really quickly in like the best way. So that was one of my favorite parts for sure. Matt, what did you see?
That was what I was laughing at is we got through, you know, all the basics and some great reminders, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, any questions about simple vocals, you know, stuff. And it was like, yeah, do you, you know, EQ into your reverb or out of the reverb or, you know, plug in this, plug in that. I'm trying to remember there's one question that the guy kind of got lost.
Yeah. Oh man, you know, I did just remember that I think might have been my other favorite part of the whole conference was, so
as was it getting hit with a confetti cannon again?
Man, that was pretty rough.
Secretly what I was hoping for.
Yeah,
would happen.
I know, right. We went in looking for coffee and we needed some coffee. And
it was like 10 a.m. and we only have one cup.
Yeah. So we made our way to like the Willow Creek like cafe or whatever and paid money for a latte.
Rookie mistake.
Like,
and a quad shot Americano, which is not what I ordered.
Yeah, you would have died if you had.
Pretty sure
all
I
that.
Got some more chest air.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so then we walked over to the Amplio Lounge where they have fantastic coffee for free. And so we walked up and we're like, hey, like, this is a little awkward. We just got these coffees. And we're going to drop them in the trash and drink your coffees.
Sorry.
So, yeah, that was a fun time. And the coffee was so much better.
Philo tip, don't pay for the coffee.
Yeah, definitely.
I can make you feel a little better.
Okay.
When we were coming back from MXU one time, me, Toby, and Jared stop at a coffee shop like midway between Knoxville and Nashville. And Toby and Jared just get something normal. And I have a bad habit of being like, well, what do you think? To the person you're buying stuff from. She's like, oh, you should totally get this one. I go to pay for it. It was $14.
No, she was getting commissions.
I don't know what it was, but I regret that coffee to this day. I understand.
What did it taste like?
It was delicious, okay. But it was $14.
Woo, that's like cocktail price though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for jumping on real quick at the Amplio After Party.
Of course.
Any closing thoughts? Anything you tell someone as they're listening to this that didn't come to Philo?
Oh man, come next year. Come hang out with us. We're just walking around the show floor and meeting some fun people. So yeah, come hang out next year.
Don't make the same mistake next year.
Yeah, just exactly. Here, yeah, you're really missed out.
Yeah, don't miss Philo and don't pay for coffee.
Yes, that's a big takeaway.
All right, we're back. The Amplio Party is almost over and I've got three guests with me. I have Jared Nicholas, sales director of Church Gear.
Heidi ho.
I have Drew Hester, business development and overall, what's your other title?
Business development is
all right. It's just business development. Ask him in person. And we have Jared Togger, not Togger.
That's correct.
And Jared, we can say this live, right? Like you're an ambassador for us now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in the Florida area, just anywhere in Florida.
Correct.
The urge to say Togger every time I see it is strong. Yeah.
Or to correct your name 20, spelling.
Yeah, for the past 20 minutes, I've just been saying Togger inside my head.
Yeah.
I always go Toga.
20 times slowly, right?
Okay, so...
Right now, Jeff Vandergusen is staring us down.
Oh, wow. Jeff Vandergusen is ready to burst in. Just come on in. It's your podcast room. Okay, before we bring on Vandergusen here... does anybody want to, you know what? Could we just share a mic? Do we want a lady in the trumpet? Dude, like
100%.
Okay. Does someone want to give their best moment from Philo or the after party?
Best moment from Philo is finding Toby under the table because he was tired.
And he wasn't just under there for a second. Like it was like an hour.
It was an hour. He fell asleep.
Does this happen often? Do you find him at like in the warehouse?
You know, that's a great question. I think that's why he's never there. He's just perpetually sleeping.
Or at Sofa Pia's.
Or at Sofa Pia's.
Also, yeah. Jeff, I didn't introduce you. My bad. Jeff Vandergeesen, the owner of Amplio Integration. Welcome to the Church Group Podcast. Thank you for letting us podcast in your studio. Yes.
I love that you guys are here.
Yes.
This is awesome.
We're using it. It's great.
The worship tech guys or sound guys were in here just a second ago, and they were like, we should do a podcast. And I said, what if I told you we could do it right now?
We could do it right now. Here we go.
Willing and able.
Pretty sweet.
You know, the guys did a really good job. They really just don't know how to do things halfway.
Right.
And they, yeah.
Just do the whole thing. Yeah.
This room actually, we're actually standing on top of what used to be a hot tub.
Why did we cover that up?
We didn't.
It's a vibe.
We could be doing the podcast in the hot tub.
Yeah.
There is a sauna. The controls are directly behind me.
It's fantastic. That used to be a swimming pool.
Was it a gym?
No.
No. I can't say what it was.
No. I'm not at liberty to say.
It was a North American sales headquarter. I'm not sure they...
The parties here must have been wild.
Yeah, that's all we can really surmise.
Assume,
Oh, is there like an NDA right now or something?
No, that's great.
The tradition lives on. We just had a wild party here.
So. Yeah. But we honored God, I think, more than the last days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we moved in, we prayed over the building, used some beard oil to kind of...
Did you exercise the building? Is that what I'm hearing?
Cleanse the space. Yes.
All right, has anybody else got another moment they want to share from Philo or the Amplio after party today? I mean,
someone from our team took Sharpie to a whiteboard, which is a wheel that we're spinning to give away prizes, and we're writing in our prizes, right? And we go to change one, and it's like not coming off. And there's two pens on the table. Sharpie and the dry erase marker. One of you guys.
You know the
up.
Trick, right?
It wasn't me.
Right over top of it.
Yeah.
The other one.
Right.
We did try that.
It didn't work.
And then we used alcohol.
That works better.
From a hand sanitizer bottle.
You wasted alcohol. Oh, okay. It's hand sanitizer.
I had to put that little note in there.
Blake was about to wring your neck across the table.
Yes, he was.
No alcohol was harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yeah. So come spin the wheel tomorrow. You permanently get 50% off. So.
That's fantastic. I run a camp.
Yeah.
50% off.
Yeah.
Some of your gear would actually really help me.
We got you covered.
I'll be there.
Just spin the wheel.
Vandergeesen?
Yeah. For me, I have been, I saw Todd tonight, Elliot, Mr. Philo himself, and just pull him aside, blown away just by the community of people. Not only like all the people that I see, like been around long enough, to like meet lots of friends and like lifelong friends and see where they're at. And there's life and there's transition and there's change. And like to be able to see people from one place to the next place is just always really cool. But to see so many other people also like really, I think just being encouraged and like just a lot of hugs, so many hugs. And it's just really cool to see that. Like I think when Todd started Philo, the community aspect for production people, because it can be so lonely. Like it's super cool. Like the teaching and the breakouts and the practical tools and learn the latest stuff. That's all great. But like to see people come together, I just haven't, there's not a lot of conferences that truly bring that kind of community together. And it's been cool to see so much of that, more than I think I've noticed in years past. So
yeah.
It's super cool. So
that's really
even
cool.
Here tonight, like,
yeah,
it's just super cool to see so many people, I don't know, connecting and loving on one another. So the encouragement that hopefully people go home with is, yeah, it's just cool to see.
Yeah,
for me, that's...
Reflecting back on the like last couple of years of Philo, it's like I'll meet a tech director and then like the next year they're back.
Yeah.
And then the next year they're bringing someone with them. It's like they're growing their teams, building into that community themselves. And so it's cool to see how like what Todd did all those years ago to start is like just a ripple effect.
Yep.
And I think it's really cool to be a part of that. So, I mean, we always enjoy being there.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean... learning in one season and then like, I don't know, just year after year, how God kind of moves people and gets to use that in different ways. And even in our own lives, the encouragement, it's just, it's cool. It's great.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll definitely say Philo is a return on investment. Like you have to, as you guys both just said, first year is great. And second year is like, oh, this is better. And by the third year, you're tackling somebody when you hug them, when you see them. Like if you're feeling lonely in your role, Philo is the antidote, so don't miss out in 2025. Guys, Grandpa Toby's not here. Because he went to sleep.
Did you check under the table?
We haven't checked under the table.
You should probably check. You should check Caleb's office.
I saw him on the curb earlier tonight, roughly around 8 p.m.
The hood was on. Slouched over.
Actually, wait. Dogger's not joking. He's right. There's a really...
It's Toger.
It's Toger.
Oh, gosh. I'll never get that right.
It's fine. There is photo evidence.
Yes, I have it. We need to meme it. I think that'd be pretty fun. Also, did you hear that we bought...
I did hear this. Bought Amplio. I was going to ask about this. I mean...
Sorry to find out now. I mean, we should have told you when we got here, but...
And rumors spread quickly, and I was confused because I don't remember saying anything. I don't spend a lot of time here anymore.
This
it could have happened.
I just unbeknownst
didn't,
to you.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's true. That happens a lot. Right. But yeah, I'd love to hear more about this.
That's a really fun question. What's the craziest thing that's happened here that you didn't know before it happened and then you were like, oh, crap. Oh. That's a deep one to put you on the spot at, you know, late at night.
Yeah, I don't know if I have an answer for that. The craziest thing that's happened here?
Yeah, something you were just like, oh, I didn't know that. And it had it already happened. Like, it had already been approved.
I don't have a good answer for that.
Okay, maybe next time.
Yeah,
maybe next
I'll time. Think about it.
Yeah, get back to us.
Yeah. No, it's been real cool.
Next year at Philo is a great time to get back to us. So we'll just grab it then.
Yeah, we'll come back here when we sit around this table and do it again. Yeah, so a couple years ago, started a nonprofit and took over a camp. So I spend a lot of my time running a kids camp and a pastor retreat. And I've been super blessed by the team that stepped in here. And they don't tell me the things that would fall into that list. They're very selective in what they tell me. They don't tell me. Well, I don't think I hear about most of those things. But there's definitely more pranking that goes on around the office than ever before. I think Dave Putnam, who runs the day-to-day here now, very much encourages this. But it's one of those things that, like, I got enough pranking done in college that I just, whenever you prank, it's going to come back. And I don't like that. So I don't do it. Yeah. But.
I did see Dave aggressively pull someone's lighting fixture out today just to mess with them. And it was like a whole ordeal. And then he had to adjust it back. And then he felt bad. I see what you mean on the pranking.
Pranking's it's a real thing. It's a real thing. But teach his own.
Well, as a part of the merger, what Blake hasn't learned yet is that he's no longer a part of the merge. He's gone.
That's right.
Wait, what?
So, yeah.
That was the deal breaker.
Yeah, right. I hear that Caleb was selected as the marketing guy between the two of us. I get it.
Well, you know, you have to be a Caleb to be on the podcast now. That's what I hear.
You're right. That's right. The Sunday Mornings Coming podcast.
Yep, right there. Caleb and Caleb.
Oh, Caleb and Caleb in the Morning. That actually has a nice ring to it.
Works, yep.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us at the end of night, late night Philo podcast. Anybody have anything else they want to say as we close out the Philo Amplio After Party podcast?
Peace and love. What are you supposed to say?
All right. Well, Church Gear has bought Amplio. Next year, we're buying Philo, and you should be there in 2025. See you next year. Hey, listeners. We're introducing a segment called Church Tech Confessionals. This is a time for any church tech to anonymously confess the worst thing they've ever done in church production. Here's one now.
I am so ashamed. I allowed my senior pastor's wife to talk me into something I never should have done. It was April 1st on a Sunday. That's right, April Fool's Day. I was at front of house running audio for a worship service. Our pastor was about to get up and do the welcome that day that he always does. But his wife came in and said, "Can you hide his voice and make him sound different when he does the welcome today and do it as an April Fool's joke?" I looked at my senior pastor's wife and I said, "I don't know if I could do this because I might get fired. I need this job. I have kids. You know, they're in preschool. What am I going to do without it?" She says, "I'll be standing right next to you. Be sure you do it and it'll be an April Fool's joke." I trusted my pastor's wife in that moment. I rigged up a pitch bender to make him sound like a chipmunk. And when it came time for the welcome, He started talking, and he sounded like Alvin. He looked back at front of house, and I immediately dropped to my knees. Not because, well, only partly because I needed to pray that I wouldn't get fired, but also I didn't want him to see me, and I just wanted him to see his wife, and that was his wife's fault. Little did I know that brought about a war that I knew and probably should have never gotten into. Because then I had somebody else talk me into making a blooper reel of Pastor and all of his sermon bloopers. I never should have done that. I never should have played it at staff meeting. Because the very next day, now mind you, it was very hot this summer, 100 degrees every day. My senior pastor turned off the air conditioning in my office for the next 3 months. That's when I learned, and that I confess to you today, that I never should have took on my senior pastor in any type of practical joke war. That's it. Turn it off. I'm so ashamed.
Hey, if you have your own 3 to 5 minute church tech confessional, record it and send it to podcast@churchgear.com. And don't worry, we'll apply a voice changer and you'll be 100% anonymous. Your pastor will never know.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope to see you back next week for more absurd stories, tech takeaways, and overall buffoonery here at the Church Gear Studios.